Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that already because this is the Patreon exclusive Geek History Lesson Extra. And this episode is the extra of Edwin Jarvis.
What?
Of Peggy Carter. Ha ha. Yes, hopefully you've listened to that regular episode. If you haven't, please go head on over to the iTunes or whatever SoundCloud thing that you listen to. But we thought we would carry this discussion on and ask, what did we think, or what do we think, is a normal day for Edwin Jarvis, butler to the Avengers?
Manservant
to the Avengers. What is a normal day for him? Okay, so which Avenger do we think wakes up first?
I think Tony wakes up first, but I think he's had the least amount of sleep.
You know, I was going to say, I don't think Tony wakes up first. I think Tony's been awake since the night before.
Well, yeah. But let's say Tony goes to bed at like 3 a.m. He's up at 4:30.
Well, I was going to say, look, I think he goes to sleep at like 5 a.m. and so he gets early breakfast, which is actually late supper.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I think the first early riser is actually Cap because he's military time.
Right. So he gets up and he works out before he ever goes and does anything
else.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I think assuming that the mansion hasn't been attacked in the middle of the night, I think Jarvis is probably up at like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Let's say normal day, no attacks. There's no Masters of Evil this day or anything like that. So
Jarvis is up cooking at 5.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
And Johnny's probably coming in around that same time from the night before.
Who's Johnny?
Storm.
He's not an Avenger.
He could be an Avenger.
No, he's not.
They lived in Avengers Mansion.
Only Reed Richards and Sue Richards.
Whatever.
Johnny is not a member
Johnny's
of the Avengers.
Johnny's coming in.
Okay. Johnny Storm is breaking into the Avengers Mansion because he's drunk.
And yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
all right.
So Jarvis shuffles him onto the couch to go to sleep.
Okay. All right. And let's just play with the movie. Let's say the movie team.
Sure.
To keep it simple. So there's only 7 Avengers.
Okay.
When does Clint get up?
Clint gets up at like 3 p.m.
Okay.
Clint is dragged out of bed.
But Clint doesn't live in Avengers Mansion, so it's interesting.
No, but let's say they're, for the sake of argument, they're all living there. Natasha's the second one to get up.
Okay. I think Thor sleeps till noon.
You do?
Yeah, because he mead rages every night. I think every
especially when Jane's not around.
Well, I think for Thor, every night to him is a mead celebration, even if he didn't do anything. So like
he earns Valhalla every night.
Yes, exactly. So let's say Thor, the only thing he did last night was like binge watch 5 episodes of The Amazing Race. So so for him,
did you not fly?
He's like, Vini, I finished 5 instead of 4 for Thor. That means mead, and he drinks for the next hour.
Jarvis is like mopping up mead off the floor,
and the Asgardian vomit.
Oh, that's so gross.
It's true though. Vikings were disgusting.
Gods don't vomit.
He's not a god. He's an alien. Remember, we found it out.
Oh yeah.
I think he barely finishes breakfast for everybody, and then immediately has to start on lunch. And I think because of that, he only ever makes sandwiches for lunch. I don't think lunch is ever a meal.
You don't think it's like soup?
It could be.
You can make super chili for like the whole week.
I think it's like grilled cheeses and peanut butter and sandwiches. So like it's very simple because I think breakfast was the real meal.
And then supper is obviously going to be huge.
Yes. And I think he barely finishes breakfast by the time lunch starts.
But I think after lunch, he's doing laundry.
Yes. I think he's doing all the laundry.
Like linens, clothing, everything.
I also don't think that Jarvis actually dusts or cleans. I think he has like robots for that.
Herbies?
Or Herbies. There's some very like Iron Man Herbies, or I'll call them Peppers.
Peppers. Oh,
they're all
that's
little.
Cute.
They're all little Peppers out there. I don't think Jarvis actually sweeps or mops. I think Jarvis only cooks and does laundry.
But now that the Vision is alive, he could also work for Jarvis when Jarvis is sleeping.
That's true. Jarvis can, or no, the Vision can plug into the Avengers Mansion's AI. That's happened in the comic books before.
What if they use what if Jarvis actually uses the army of Iron Man suits to do all his work?
Ooh, I like that.
So he's not actually doing any work.
Which iron suit mops the best?
The one that he built in the cave.
The original one? Well, why?
Because it's got the most force, so it can really get all those stains
but
out.
But that's the jankiest one. Like, that's the one that, like, if it got a drop.
I know, but if it's wet, like, if the ground is wet, then don't want people walking through and slipping
but
and,
I'm
like, tracking dirt.
But
in.
I'm saying, like, that's the jankiest one. So, like, if a little bit of mop water gets on it, it's like, error.
Yeah, but Bruce and Tony need something to fix throughout the day.
Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce Banner.
Oh, okay. I was like, did we suddenly jump over to DC?
Batman just comes over for a visit.
Oh, God.
Oliver Queen and Hawkeye, you know, they're just shooting arrows together off the windows. It's cool.
Oh, yeah, they just jump on over. Okay, okay. Well, let's ask this question.
Okay.
If you had the chance, would you ever be, let's not make it manservant or womanservant. Is that the correct term, womanservant?
A lady's maid?
Is that what it is? Lady's maid? Is that the female equivalent to manservant?
No, it's a maid.
Okay, maid.
Derivative of a lady's maid, but
got it.
Yeah, maid.
Would you ever be an assistant to a superhero? So let's say...
Can I pick my superhero?
So you're already yes.
Not necessarily. Okay, if I can't pick my superhero.
Well, who's your superhero? Because I don't think you get much. Okay, because you don't know. Let's say, okay, so let's put out this argument right here. Okay, you get a job for Tony Stark. You're Tony Stark's personal assistant. This is in the world where Iron Man is thought to be his bodyguard. The first night you work there, it's an amazing job. You get paid well. You get to live in Stark Tower.
Well, I've been someone's assistant. It's not that exciting.
It's the most futuristic building in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You get hell of amazing perks. But it's one of those things where when you're off, but when he calls you, he calls you. He calls you at 2 a.m. that night. You stumble into his workshop and you see that he's inside the Iron Man armor and he's had the shit beat out of him.
He's bleeding everywhere.
And he's bleeding on his armor and he needs your help to get out of his armor.
I'm like, that's not in my job description.
Do you keep this job? Well, and here's the thing. You know Iron Man.
Okay, if it's...
And Iron Man's one of the world's greatest heroes.
If it's Iron Man, the reason I keep that job... is the hope that I get a suit.
Oh, you want to be like Pepper and become a rescue?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I could choose which of the Avengers I was going to personally assist for, I would not pick Iron Man.
Who would you pick?
I would pick Hawkeye because I wouldn't have to do anything.
Hawkeye would treat you like such crap.
Oh, but I could just hang out with Pizza Dog.
And he wouldn't pay you.
No, but I could just hang out with Pizza Dog and like not do anything. He would pay me.
He can't afford to pay you.
Yeah, he's got all that money that he bought the building with.
And that's always all his money.
If I could hang out with Kate, it'd be cool.
I don't think this is a job. I think you're going destitute to hang out with Hawkeye.
Okay. Can I change it?
Sure.
Can I be Bucky's personal assistant?
Bucky's not an Avenger, but sure.
Can I be Falcon's personal assistant? Because I bet he'd really appreciate having me around. He couldn't pay me much.
He would not be able to pay you.
But he'd be really nice. I don't know if Tony Stark would be very nice.
Because
he's not nice to Pepper and he loves her.
No.
I don't know. Would you take the Iron Man gig?
No. Not at all.
Who would you want to assist to? Matt Murdock? You could be his guide person?
I would not want to be a paralegal to Matt Murdock.
He's cute, though.
Yes, that's true. But no.
I honestly think like Clark Kent would be the best one because he'd pay you well and he'd treat you really nice.
Here's the thing about Clark Kent. He'd never take on an assistant.
I know, but if he like had to,
yeah.
Like if he needed like an intern or whatever.
But Clark couldn't pay you well either.
But Clark makes good money.
Clark makes okay money.
He would pay you a living wage, though, right? Like, Clint wouldn't pay you. Clint would pay you, like, $5 when he had $5.
Well, if it's the pre-New 52 Clark, that Clark's a Pulitzer Prize winner and an author.
He's got money.
So he could have some money off of his books. But it's always said that, like, Clark doesn't have money. And they're actually...
But he works for a major newspaper.
He does, but you have to think about a
He's not a freelancer.
But a newspaper doesn't pay you movie star wages. Like, I don't know what romantic idea of newspapers you have, but newspapers is like a teacher's salary.
Yeah, but that's like enough to live. Like, that's more money than I make.
But it's not enough to pay an assistant.
It is if you pay them $10 an hour.
Not really. Not on $30,000 an hour.
It is if they don't. It is $30,000 an hour.
No, on 30. He makes $30,000 a year.
I know you said $30,000 an hour.
And he lives in the most expensive city in the world.
Well, so do I.
Metropolis. Like, so I don't think so. I actually think Clark would never take an assistant. To be honest with you, if I had to pick one, I'm not going to pick any super, but I'm going back to the Avengers. I would probably pick Captain America because Captain America
has no money.
Captain America works for SHIELD and government benefits.
But he lives in a shitty building in Brooklyn.
Because he chooses to, because that was his original building.
Mm.
That's the reason why he lives in that shithole. With Captain America, here's what I think.
Okay.
Captain America would be kind of an asshole.
He'd be tough.
And he'd be strict.
Mm-hmm.
But I've dealt with the military stuff before.
Sure.
If you are Captain America's assistant, you're going to be helping him on SHIELD missions. So it's going to kind of be like working in the West Wing, where Captain America...
Sam Seaborn.
Can I finish? Can I ever finish this thought? Thank you. Captain America is going to give you stuff like, I need to know everything about Hydra Island. Mm-hmm. Research it. So you're going to research Hydra Island. I need to know everything about Baron Zemo, every building he's ever owned. Research it. And after a year and a half of working for Captain America, because working for Captain America is going to give you one thing, SHIELD clearance.
Yeah.
You're gonna technically be a SHIELD agent. And after a year and a half, I guarantee you, you're going to have enough experience to be like a level 3, level 4 SHIELD agent. And you know what? Captain America Steve Rogers is such a good guy. I guarantee you he walks up to Nick Fury and is like, hire this guy.
There's no SHIELD though in the cinematic universe.
Well, it's Avengers now. It's the Avengers Mansion. Saying like, I go comic book. I don't care about that movie universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I go comic book. Steve Rogers is going to set you up with a sweet gig. It's going to be a tough year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, if you prove your worth to Captain America, you'll forever be his friend.
That's true.
You know, and that's why I think if you are going to be assistant to anybody in the Avengers, he's the one to do it. Tony's going to try to, especially if you're a girl, he's going to flirt with you until you have sex with him. It's going to happen.
He's old.
He has sex with everybody. If you're any kind of a woman or man, he's going to have sex with you.
He's going to have sex with you.
You don't think him and Bruce Banner have rumbled in the hay? Something's wrong.
Oh, you just earned so many Tumblr fans.
Good. I hope I did. Is there anybody so you think Clark Kent? Let's go DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
You think Clark Kent?
Yeah, I think Ted Kord's assistant would have been a pretty good gig.
Ooh, good choice.
Because he's really, Ted Kord's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And you get to do cool science-y stuff.
He's very rich, too.
Whereas like with Batman and Green Arrow, like Batman's a dick.
Yes.
Green Arrow is also kind of a dick and a bit neglectful of his help.
Do you go for rich Green Arrow or poor Green Arrow? Because there's both.
Either way.
Okay.
Because
poor Green Arrow can't afford you.
No, but poor Green Arrow has like two assistants in the comics. Two like helper monkeys.
They're helper monkeys, yes.
Rich Green Arrow would be the one I would choose between the two because he's got like that benevolent Robin Hood thing going on.
Got it.
You know, so he'd look after you. I don't know. I don't feel like I'd want to be an assistant to any of the ladies. That'd be
really
tough.
You don't think Wonder Woman would be amazing?
No, like, Wonder Woman scares the shit out of me.
Oh, okay, but she's like a diplomat.
Yeah, but
an
she
ambassador.
Scares me. If I was gonna be an assistant to any of the ladies, I would want to be an assistant to Lois.
If you think Captain America's tough, Lois is tougher.
I know, but you could like, and you would come out better at the end of it.
You would. You'd be stronger. And here's the thing you have to learn about Lois very quickly. I love Lois Lane to death, but Lois views every single other woman as competition.
Yeah, but she's not mean.
Yeah, she is.
I don't think she's mean. I really
she
don't.
She is mean.
I don't think
Lois
so.
Lois is mean. Yes.
I don't think so.
Lois is mean. Uh-huh. Lois don't give no shits about any other. That's the whole reason why she didn't care about Clark for the longest time.
Yeah, but she never sabotaged him. Like, she would never do anything to hurt you.
No. But she would be like, hey, go live under the Fifth Street bridge ramp for 2 days to give me a story.
Yeah, or go get the specific type of coffee I want that's all the way on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, or...
and pick up all my dry cleaning.
Or go buy a gun in Gangland because I needed the research about how good that gun is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like,
you'd be risking your life. But,
really? And yeah. She'd be like, go do it. And the minute you said, here's the thing about Lois Lane, too. You'd have to immediately step up to the line and say yes. And if you didn't, she wouldn't like you.
Yeah, but she puts up with Jimmy Olsen, so she could definitely put up with me.
She does put up with Jimmy Olsen, but the fact...
Like, Jimmy's a schmuck.
Jimmy's not a schmuck.
He is in the classic comics.
No, Jimmy is not a schmuck. Jimmy is a goof.
Sure.
But here's the thing about Jimmy. Jimmy's actually good at his job.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy is the best photographer in Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, though, he stumbles and he goofs, and you think that he didn't get the picture, but then when he develops it, boom, he got the picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the thing about it. He's not a schmuck, because schmuck implies, like, hatred, or, like, that he just not...
No.
You know, but he's a goof.
Sure, he's a goof.
You know, he's clumsy.
If you had to be an assistant to one of the ladies, who would you want it to be?
In the DC?
I mean, whatever.
Man, I don't know. I don't think I have a strong lady. Sue Richards.
Oh, she'd be really nice.
Sue Richards would be amazing. The Fantastic Four is a corporation.
You'd have to babysit.
if I get to babysit Valeria, done.
You're like, I don't care about Franklin.
Do you know why?
No.
Because all you got to do is flip that switch on the back of a Herbie to babysitting mode and just walk away.
You liar, there's no switch.
And Ben Grimm's TV, built by Mr. Fantastic, gets any channel in the universe and...
Is that true?
Time period.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm fudging a little bit, but Reed Richards did build Ben like the biggest TV. Like, it's huge for Ben. Because that's what Ben does. He just sits there and watches sport games.
Well, yeah.
And he jokes. There's a line in one of the Fantastic Four comics where he jokes about that he can pick up any channel in the universe.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. But no, Susan, I think, would be an amazing... And Susan as well, you earn Susan's respect, and she's your friend forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she would do anything.
Yeah, you could move up the rungs from her assistant to, like, being in like, the Baxter Corporation.
Yeah, or running S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. She would give you that S.H.I.E.L.D. recommendation, or she would give you the, hey, Stark Industries, hire this person, you know, or something like that. Like, she would be a great person. In the DC Universe, you know, in the DC Universe, I'd want to work for Barbara Gordon.
Ooh. You want to be Baby Oracle?
I would be one of Oracle's agents. Sure.
That's cool.
I think it'd be fun. Because I think you get to do all the Batman stuff, mm-hmm. but you wouldn't be put in danger as much.
Well, it'd be like if you went to work for like her dad, like...
Well, you'd be a cop.
You'd be a cop in the worst city in the world.
In the worst city in the world.
But if you did right by him and you stayed on the straight and narrow, and he'd be tough.
Gordon?
Yeah.
Oh, Gordon'd be insanely tough.
But you would come out like a better person for it.
A lot of these people, it's very interesting, the comic book characters, they're very tough, but you have to prove yourself to them.
Well, it's because they all have strong moral compasses.
Yes, because it's the same as Harvey Bullock. Harvey Bullock, who is a drunk, mm-hmm. but he's a great detective, and that's why Gordon keeps him on.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a drunk and he overeats.
And he's abrasive.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't.
And he's a jerk.
He doesn't know the meaning of the word subtlety.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Gordon keeps him on because he's a great detective.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Interesting.
Wow. We learned a lot. We need to update our resumes, I think.
I guess so.
Cool. Captain America, I'm telling you. He'd be a great boss, I'm telling you.
You can have him. I'll work for Falcon and then we can hang out on the weekends.
Good.
Yeah. We can go to all the same parties.
You know what Falcon would have you do? I just realized this.
Polish his wings?
No, you'd be like cleaning Redbird's cage. He's bird.
I could do that. I like animals. It'd be okay.
Redbird told me that you didn't feed him. You just watch TV all day. Ashley.
He's a liar. He's a bird.
He just said you stole my donuts as well.
I did. Yeah, but you know what? Then when Sam becomes Captain America, we're both working for the same guy.
That's true. That's true. And I think that's no better place to leave that than right here, this very weird Geek History Lesson Extra. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you guys all so much for listening. It's your support that makes this podcast happen. We hope you love it. Thank you so much for your support and your port. I love it both. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Be seeing you, friends, and update those resumes.